This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown, who's also a physician, a member of the Doctors Caucus on the House side of Capitol Hill, and he represents the Peach State's 10th Congressional District. He's also come out with a four-point plan for reform of the nation's health care system as part of the repeal and replace approach that Republicans are using. Of course, the House repealed the president's health care bill last week. That now moves along to the Senate if it will get any traction there. But now Republicans are looking at their alternatives for what should be in place instead of what was passed last year. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Glad to be here. I have indeed introduced a bill that is a replacement bill. It does four things. Number one is it allows individuals and businesses, for that matter, to buy health insurance across state lines. As constitutionally, they should be able to do so anyway, but it allows that. Secondly, it allows people, businesses as well as individuals, to join an association where they'll have multiple insurance products. You'll have these huge pools all over the country that will make the cost of health insurance be much more affordable for everybody. And also a lot of people who have pre-existing conditions can get in these pools and be covered. Third thing it does is it stimulates the states to set up high-risk pools for those that are not coverable today. In fact, there have been a number of states that have very successfully done so. And fourth thing, it allows people to deduct 100% of their health care costs, including insurance, off of the income taxes. Those four points would radically change health care financing. It would lower the cost of health care. It would give people ownership of their policies so you wouldn't have any portability problems. It will help cover all those who are uninsurable today. And it would, most importantly, make insurance more affordable for businesses as well as individuals. So those four points are not a comprehensive approach, but they're a big approach to try to lower the cost of health care. And that's the reason I introduced my bill. In fact, I introduced it in the last Congress. I challenged Democrats over and over again to introduce the bill. I told them I'd give them the legislative language. All they'd have to do is write their name in the blank. And I had Democrat after Democrat say, Paul, that makes more sense than what we're doing with this Obamacare bill, but I can't do it because my leadership would punish me if I did. So I think we're going to have a lot of Democratic support once this gets to the floor and gets the steam and get going. And hopefully the American people will demand that this bill be heard.
Let's talk about these points in a little more detail. First of all, one that I think folks might perhaps have the hardest time comprehending, but you did a pretty good job, I think, of explaining it, and that's these association pools. To what extent do they exist now? How would they be structured, and why would they reduce costs so much?
Well, the biggest association pool right now is the Federal Health Insurance Program, where federal employees can join this huge pool, and insurance is less expensive. In fact, my insurance as a member of Congress is the same as your postman's insurance. We have, as federal employees, a number of different insurance products that we can purchase. I pay for mine just like the postman pays for his or hers. But what we could do is expand this so that we could have a radio broadcaster's pool. So every radio broadcaster in this country could join one pool. We could have I'm a Rotarian. We could have a Rotary pool. We could have a college graduate pool. We could have multiple pools that could offer all sorts of insurance products so people could have multiple products and could buy a basic insurance policy without all these state mandates that are on insurances today. So it would radically lower the cost of health care, and it would mean that people right now who cannot afford to buy insurance but want to would have multiple insurance products that they could buy, and it would be affordable.
You talked also, sir, about how this could help folks with pre-existing conditions who previously had trouble getting coverage because of those conditions. In terms of other issues that the Democrats have raised repeatedly, in terms of people, for example, who have caps on the amount of coverage they can get, or kids on the parents' health insurance, would that be folded in here at some point? Do you see ways? Because those seem to be the areas that everybody tends to agree on, if not necessarily the details and the general concepts.
It would make insurance for individuals or for groups, say a small employer could go and buy insurance within these pools. So, yes, it would take care of all these problems, pretty much. It would make insurance a whole lot more affordable. Now, I also had another plan that was a comprehensive health care plan. We will be introducing that. It's my Patient Choice Act that I introduced in the last Congress. I introduced that before Obamacare was ever passed into law, We reintroduced it as a repeal and replace bill. I will be introducing that. It's 106 pages in its original form. It's H.R. 3889 in the last Congress. We will be introducing that. That will go further. But you look at the polling today, three-fourths of America want us to reform health care in a step-by-step process. So that's the reason I introduced the first step. We've got to deal with Medicare. We've got to deal with Medicaid. Obviously, the bill I've introduced doesn't deal with those things. I'd like to see us, as an example, on Medicaid, just send the money to the states in a block grant with no strings attached. Let the states be what our founding fathers meant for them to be, and that's the laboratories of public policy to find the best solution to cover the poor people in this country. My comprehensive bill helps do that by giving doctors like myself a tax break for seeing people at reduced prices or giving them free health care. I've given away hundreds of thousands of dollars of my services over almost four decades of practice in medicine. Most doctors in this country have too. And we can cover, we can solve all these problems, but Obamacare is not going to do it. It's going to do several. Obamacare, if we leave it in place, is going to destroy the quality of health care, and it's going to have rationing, particularly for old folks. Secondly, it's going to destroy budgets. It's going to destroy state budgets because of the Medicaid increase. It's going to destroy family budgets and small businesses' budgets because of the increased cost. And it's going to destroy jobs. In fact, experts tell us, give us various estimates of how many millions of people are going to be put out of work because of Obamacare, and it's already occurring. In fact, just as an example, I talked to a lady in my district who is a small employer. She has eight people in employ right now. She desperately needs to hire one or two more, but she will not do it because of Obamacare and the constraints that it puts upon her business. I've talked to large businesses that want to expand. There's a car dealer, for instance, that wants to do a $30 million expansion of his business, but he won't do it because of Obamacare. We've got to, and that would create a lot of jobs. So we've got to repeal Obamacare, put in place something that makes sense, that lowers the cost of health care, maintains the patient-centered health care so the doctors and patients make decisions instead of some government bureaucrat, and will maintain the quality of care. And that's what my bills will do.
Very quickly on two of the other fronts. First of all, the idea of tax credits or tax breaks for all costs for health care. What kind of a difference would that make, do you think, both for the bottom line of health care policyholders as well as for the federal government?
Well, that would be huge. The federal government would not would only be involved in that from the standpoint that the doctors would have some tax breaks, but it would be cheaper to do that than for the government to pay for it as we're going to be doing on Obamacare and what we're already doing with Medicaid, Medicare, and the state child health insurance program. So in a dynamic scoring, which we have not done at this point, we couldn't get it done under Nancy Pelosi's dictatorial rule here in the House, but I believe under dynamic scoring we'd see that it would save the federal government a lot of money by going to that kind of a program.
And finally, in terms of shopping for insurance across state lines, obviously different rates in different states due to malpractice levels and all sorts of other things. What kind of savings could folks find there in terms of making ends meet and getting good coverage?
Well, it would be huge, actually. And you see every state in this country have put mandates on the insurance companies about things that they have to cover. In some states, for instance, you have to cover hair transplants or sex change operations. People in some states have to buy OB coverage even though they're beyond OB age, or even if they've had their tubes tied or had a vasectomy, for instance. And these things make absolutely no sense. People should be able to buy whatever kind of insurance policy that they want. Whether they want a Cadillac plan or a bare bones plan, they should have that opportunity, and we don't now today. Under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, the purpose under the original intent of the Commerce Clause was to expand commerce, particularly across state lines. So when we do what's commonly called stovepiping things by making health insurance locked up within a state where an individual in New York, California, Georgia cannot buy their insurance outside their state, where that actually goes totally against the Commerce Clause of the Constitution in its original intent. So opening up a free market so that people could buy whatever they need, whatever they want, at a price that they can afford is the solution. I believe in the marketplace. The marketplace, unencumbered by taxes and restrictions by government, is the best way to control quality, quantity, and cost of all goods and services, including health care and health insurance. And we need to have a market-based solution, and that's what I've introduced.
Well, Congressman, we certainly covered the repeal phase. We'll certainly be covering very closely the replace phase as well as this process continues. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you. And I invite people to contact us. My website is Brown, B-R-O-U-N. It's Brown with a U instead of a W. brown.house.gov. And contact us to let us know what they think. And then also sign up, ask us to put them on our email updates so we can send them email letters about or newsletters about what's going on here in Washington.
We certainly will encourage them to do that. Sir, thank you again for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman and Dr. Paul Brown represents the state's 10th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.